RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off today. Bills and Eagles, Sunday, 425 from Orchard Park. Joining me now on the West Her Hotline, what hasn't been said about this man? I mean, that's really the only thing to say. What hasn't been said about Adam Krautwurst? If you follow Adam on, he calls it Twitter, you will have seen a tweet from Wednesday that Adam was in sixth place in the FFWC World Championship Tournament, $150,000 up top. Now he's in first after last night. Adam, how much of this money have you spent yet?
Oh, gosh. First of all, it's a Christmas miracle that I'm here, and none of it, because I don't, you know, it's been a long time coming to try to win one of these, and it's never over. So I've spent money, but none of this money.
I see. You are somebody, I think this is most people I know, that, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I can be this way too, like that just sort of expects the worst. How do you deal with the excitement, the expectations here? Because, you know, sometimes somebody wins here. Somebody wins these things. You've come close before. So how sincere are you when you talk like, well, you didn't just do this now, but like if you were to, when you say something like, it's not going to be me, something will go wrong. How much do you mean that if you were to say that?
Well, when you play as much as you and I do, it's like you've kind of seen it all. You got to get super, super lucky to win these things. This is my third time in the top five on the final weekend of one of these big tournaments, and I've just kind of seen it all happen. I do like my chances this year, right? Kind of the way that it's run out. I would have loved for, you know, Jake Ferguson to not get hurt yesterday. That hurt me, but you got to look on the bright side. Like, Ferguson still scored more points than Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs. So it's like, okay, well, there's at least I don't have them. So, but yeah, you know, it's tough. It's an emotional roller coaster when you play the stakes sometimes that I play at, which is probably too high of stakes. But, you know, but then you get the moments last night where RJ Harvey scores on the last play of the game for Denver, and you just, you know, the roof feels like it's going to cave in because everyone's screaming. So this is so loud.
Hoping to ride Jacoby Brissett to $150,000, just like we all assumed would be the case before the season. What a year, Adam, at quarterback around the league. Like, now Jordan Love is out. Probably Lamar Jackson is out tomorrow night in Green Bay. So Malik Willis, Tyler Huntley, the Chiefs guy, Oladukun. I doubt anybody really started him, but I guess against Denver. But I guess you could have Brosmer. What the heck? I asked on Wednesday my guest, who was it on Wednesday I was talking to? But if this year, I'll think of it. Who, if this year is different in this area, like injuries, or it's just that we sort of come to think that every year is the worst ever with injuries. I think a quarterback first for this year, because it's just been some of these names, I don't even know them.
Yeah, 100% with that. Usually it was like, okay, I could take a quarterback high in my draft because, you know, they're consistent, they score a ton of points, and they also don't get hurt as much. While this year, and maybe a little bit last year, was a lot of that. Quarterbacks getting hurt not only affects the quarterback that you have, but it affects the receivers around them too. So the receivers get hurt. I know there's a team in the tournament that I'm in, a guy that you know very, very well, Chad Schrader. He's right behind me, and he has Lamar Jackson and Jordan Love, and so he might be dead. Thinking, you know, 2 weeks ago he probably thought he was just fine. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's like you get a lot of that, and you know, it depends on what league you kind of play in. Maybe there is some waivers you can pick up guys championship week, but other than that, and who do you want to pick up? Like you said, you've got these third stringers, second stringers. A lot of these offenses, like as soon as a guy gets dinged up, they don't even go back in the game. Look at Javonte Williams yesterday. Even Jake Ferguson, who knows how hurt he really was, but they had nothing on the line. It's really hard to, with these quarterbacks and these star players, to know how hard these teams are going to push them when they're not in playoff contention. So, yeah, the quarterback position has been really, really rough. I know there's been a lot of talk kind of recently of, I think Davis Maddox had a tweet a couple weeks ago about how the position just, they're not developing these quarterbacks like they used to. And so a lot of the guys are getting hurt because they're not seeing the blitz coming and all that type of stuff. So it's definitely something interesting to take a look at.
Yeah, Davis was making a point about Phillip Rivers and how bad a sign it might be for the league that they would start Phillip Rivers over a healthy Riley Leonard. And then Mina Kimes sort of trolled Davis and used his tweet on her show. And I talked to Davis about that. He and I are friends, and he's a part of the ADP chasing team. And he said this on another stream. He's like, look, I'm not going to war with Mina Kimes. I just want everybody to hate you. But in his defense, Riley Leonard had full practice. He was right. He had full practices that week and then last week. And they really did choose Rivers off the couch over Leonard. So he was not wrong. Well, good luck, Adam. I mean, this is really cool. And if it wasn't clear from how Adam broke down the Jackson Love team and this kind of thing, you can't use waivers anymore at this point. Like, these are teams that have won through all their different separate leagues and go into the sprint for the big money. And so Chad, in his example, cannot pick up Quinn Ewers at this point. Like, just nobody is allowed to do that. All right, Adam, so let's talk some Bills here. Dalton Kincaid, he's iffy for this game, isn't he always? If he plays, I mean, it depends on your options too, but Kelsey's out of the way for this week, and that's kind of over, I think. Bowers goes to IR. How viable is Kincaid if he's active?
Man, I would not want to. Yeah, even if he's active, he's playing, you know, 29% of the snaps. I think, you know, the Bills, they want to run the ball, and I think he might be their third best blocking tight end. And so, you know, with him being dinged up all the time, I think they're okay with not having him out there. Now, again, he was healthy-ish against Cleveland, but they didn't really need to pass. So maybe in this Eagles game, you get a little bit more of him, because they're probably going to need to pass. The Eagles can pretty much, if they're running right, they can score anyway, through the air, on the ground. So I could see this being a game that you might be able to play him, but I would think that you could probably find somebody else, like or use somebody else, like a Harold Fannin or something like that. I'm sure he's not on waivers, but
well, now he's hurt.
Oh gosh.
I mean, he's not ruled out yet, but he's questionable, so you might not even have him. He's probably, the rankings I'm looking at football guys, he's tight end 4.
Yeah. So you really got to pay attention this time of year, because again, like I was saying, the teams, if they're out of contention, they're not gonna risk franchise players. Young guys like that. So, yeah, I mean, I probably have him. I don't know what my rankings are for him, but he's probably like 18th or 19th somewhere in there, Dalton Kincaid. So I'm sure you can find, or I'm sure you got somebody on your bench that might be a little bit stronger.
It was Dave Tripoli I was talking to on Wednesday about this big Eagles guy, Eagles and Bills. And he made a point that I was thinking of earlier. It was Mike Dempsey was on with me last week, Adam, and I brought up James Cook to him. He is the NFL's leading rusher this season, James Cook, with two games to go. This year, he just did not get that much credit from the fantasy community for the year he had with all the touchdowns. It was so touchdown heavy last year. We tend to bet against that. And, I mean, he's in double digits again, and he leads the league in rushing. So what about next year? Is he a first-round pick?
You know, it's funny. I just saw somebody talking about how he might be a top three running back in next year's draft. I'm probably off of him again at that point. I mean, I've been wrong on him the last 2 years. But I, you know, I can't see spending a first round pick up. He's also played, I could be wrong, but I think I only think he's missed one game in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of due for some of that regression there, which could hurt you. And who knows what the Bills are going to do in the offseason. They might invest in the passing game a little bit more. And I think that could hurt James Cook a little bit. But I mean, you can't argue with the production. I mean, I could certainly see him being a mid-second round pick. I mean, he gets a lot of the work. I wish he was more involved in the passing game. I don't know what the contract situation is for, you know, all the Bills running backs, but maybe they push him into a little bit bigger of a role in the passing game. He's certainly capable. I mean, he had a drop last week, but he's certainly capable of doing it. And, you know, just from a Bills perspective, I really love the way that he's kind of gone about his business this year. Sometimes you never know when you pay these guys, anybody, like, are they in it for the love of the money? Do they want it for the love of the game? But I think James Cook has really got paid, and he's really upped his game. And you can see he's heavily invested in the team, which I like to see.
Ty Johnson is under contract for next year, and so would Ray Davis be, having been a rookie last year. So the running back room could end up looking the same. With Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy. Adam and I have hosted the Deep End Fantasy Podcast for quite a while. We have to bring that back, I think. Should we bring that back? It's been a year.
Listen, after this weekend, we might have to. You know what I'm saying? Like we might be obligated to.
One win, two stream.
Yes, exactly.
that's the recipe. How about Josh Allen's year? Adam, your favorite. He hasn't been hurt. We've got Jaden Daniels, who busted, all the injuries, Lamar Jackson in and out. But Allen, while being his usual durable self, has just not put the big numbers up. And it's almost like last year happened and he won the MVP. And like, okay, well, that's going to have to regress the other way. And you're going to get 4,000 yards passing or whatever it is. And again, they're winning without big stats from him, other than the, you know, the typical rushing touchdown. Not that we got one last week. What about him through your perspective this year in fantasy, and then maybe next year? What are we doing with Allen? Is he QB1 anyway, but maybe not as high of a pick, or what?
I mean, a couple of years ago, right? No, I don't think any quarterback had ever been the number one fantasy quarterback 3 years in a row, and I think he did it in points per game. Maybe 3 years in a row. He might be on year five now, at least where he's in top two in fantasy points per game. Mm-hmm. But he's getting there on rushing. Like you said, he's getting older. You can see he's getting a little bit more banged up. He's getting a little bit slower. And so I think maybe the Bills transition to – but again, he's doing this with, you know, receivers that literally nobody wants. They're hitting waivers. They're picking them up. They're cutting them. They're starting – they have a different receiver lineup every week. It's Tyrell Shavers. It's Gabe David. Like – if the Bills decide, hey, listen, let's invest a little bit more in our quarterback throwing the ball so he doesn't have to run, like it'd be nice for him to not have to run for 15 touchdowns. Maybe you can get a decent receiver and he can throw for five or six more, you know, and throw for and run for a couple less to kind of save his body a little bit. But, I mean, I'm generally not the guy that takes quarterback early. I don't have any – and, again, I think Allen's the best quarterback on the planet, but I don't have much of any of Josh Allen yet to spend a third-round pick on him. You know, so I was a huge Stafford guy this year, huge Stafford guy. I was getting him and you know, when it comes to fantasy too, it's like those are when I've had my most success is when you grab those 10th, 11th, 12th round quarterbacks that end up hitting. That's what elevates your team to the next level, because then you spent that third round pick on a receiver or a running back like James Cook and combined him with a Matt Stafford. So
yeah.
I think I'm probably going to be off Allen again next year, unless they do something crazy, which, you know, the GM, I don't know if he's willing to kind of eat crow on the receiver conversation yet, but unless they do something drastic and trade a pick for a really good receiver or something like that, I'll probably be off of him, and I'll probably be trying to find the next best thing in the 10th, 11th, 12th round, like we did in years past with Josh Allen, with Patrick Mahomes, with Lamar Jackson, with Jaden Daniels, all these guys. You get them in those 10th, 11th, 12th round areas, and that's what really wins these championships for you.
Are you saying that your JSN Stafford teams have been better than my Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels Bashal Tooten teams? Is that what you're saying?
I've got one chasing that exact team, chasing $150K right now. But, again, there are times when that works too. If you Jaden Daniels, then if Bashal Tooten was, you know, maybe Rico Dowdle, you might still be there. So you just never know with the injuries and when and how they're going
to
hit.
You know, I don't have to tell you this. You know how much I love playing fantasy football, but like you mentioned Rico Dowdle. To me, that's one. This is Carolina. Chuba Hubbard emerged last year. They paid him midseason. I don't know why they had to do that, but they decided to do it. And then they bring in Dowdle from Dallas, who was fine for Dallas. How much was it worth to know what the Panthers were planning to do between these two guys? I don't like feeling cynical about it, but as much as we talk about it and speculate every day during the offseason, there are people that really know what the plan is. And the coaches and the teams go out of their way to protect that information, but there are people who know, like even the players, or I don't know who it would be, who else it would be, but there's a handful of people that know what they might even know, like in informed opinion, how Jackson Smith and Jigba is in line to do. This is what we're going to do. You know, offensive. I was off Seattle and it's killing me because the offensive line was supposed to be bad and Cooper Kupp was supposed to be bad. He kind of is. Darnold under pressure. There were all these reasons to think that Seattle would just not be able to function. And some of these teams that have good skill position players just cannot function, like Garrett Wilson or somebody. And so who cares? Like, it's a bust. But JSN was one where if you happen to bet on it, you're getting the offensive player of the year maybe. And, like, what a great bet.
I don't know if the coaches know or if they're – like, we've had this conversation before. Like, are they stubborn? Do they actually know? Like, I'm a couch potato. I don't know anything about football. But I know that Henderson is better than Stevenson. And it takes an injury to Stevenson. It takes an injury to Hubbard. It takes an injury to all these guys. It took two injuries to Drew Bledsoe to get Tom Brady out there finally forever. Like, do they really know? Like, or do they just like, or just an injury, a lucky or unlucky injury lead to, oh, look, our backup's better than our starter.
Well, like, I do think there's something to, like, take Travion Henderson. I do think there's something to the blocking element, being able to be trusted in the backfield, and coaches prefer veterans and how long the season is. I mean, that's why I love drafting rookies in best ball stuff, because you get to December and the theory is that by then, Anderson's a good example of this, that by then there's a draft capital investment that matters. You get to December and that guy is going to be the one you want on the field. His, you know, young legs and everything else that happened. Of course, he got hurt in the Ravens game, but that's one where that added up. Too many other times it's a guess. And it can be demoralizing. And then somebody else guesses differently and hits it, and you're just dead. Like that. I don't know. Not the time of year to be cynical, but.
The JSN conversations, that's one where, like, okay, we don't know. Like, there was no injuries there. That was just like, is JSN a true number one? Can he do it by himself? Because he had DK Metcalf there before. Like, can he do it by himself? Is Darnold good enough? And the answers were yes to all of that. And the Seahawks are the one seed now currently in the NFC. That, you know, who saw that coming? So, and again, when it comes to receivers, it's all about coaching. It's all about, like, are we going to give him the ball? Last week he had zero, maybe 1 point in the first half, and then he explodes for 20-something fantasy points in the second half just because they start throwing him the ball. He ended up with, like, 14 targets. So the coaches do know that. They know who they're going to go to with the ball. But that would be, if you could have like one piece of information all year in the off season, it's like, that would be it. Like, who are coaches going to throw the ball to? And I would love to know that.
Yeah, of course. Can the Bills do this, Adam? If they have to go on the road, can they win all three games on the road?
You know what's interesting is that everyone's saying how, you know, this would be the easiest road the Bills have had, you know, since Josh has been there. But you look at the statistics. I think I read something that was like 3%. Like, if you're a 5, 6, or 7 seed, you have a 3% chance to, I don't know if it's to make the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, just because it's hard to go on the road for all these games and win. I just wish their defense was better. I wish their if they had the defense they had 2 years ago, I would be I'd be very excited. But I feel I think their pass defense is okay, but their run defense is obviously horrible. They need to, if they can play with some leads, I think they can really compete. And none of the teams, you know, you think a team scares you, and then all of a sudden you see them like the Broncos yesterday, barely beat a third string quarterback. Like, you know, and then you see these, it's like, okay, well, we can beat them, and we can beat the Jaguars, like stuff like that. I think with Josh, it comes down to like he loses, and I feel like they've lost to like mystique. They lose to like, okay, you know, it's the Chiefs. Can we beat the Chiefs? Oh no, the Chiefs. I don't think that mystique is there this year, you know. And so I think that they're going to go out there carefree, not having that like thing looming over them. And I think that they cannot score with anybody if they let Josh cook. They just have to play with a little bit of a lead, and I think they'll be okay. And if they get Pittsburgh round one, I really like their chances.
Very possible. Bills second in the league on defense in yards allowed against the pass, 29th in yards allowed against the run. Adam, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your friendship and all your time that you've given us. And good luck in that big one.
Of course. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Krautwurst with us on the Western Hotline. Paul Hamilton next. We'll check in on the Sabres, who go for an 8th straight win tomorrow night at home to Boston. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off through New Year's Day. This break is sponsored by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
He might not know game to game, but thinking back a couple of weeks right around the time when everybody seemed to know that Kevin Adams would be on his way out. And Paul said, you know, they're maybe not bad, but for the Sabres to get in it, they're going to need a 10-game winning streak. Well, we're at 7. And wouldn't you know it, Paul, they're in 7th place through 7 straight wins. So this is to your point. It's still so close in that division, though. 10 points top to bottom. A couple more, you get your 10-game winning streak, and they're right there.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's 3 more, and they probably would be in there because, as you know, I go by points percentage because it takes the games in hand out, which means they would only have to pass Ottawa and Washington right now. Sabres are at 556, Senators are at 569, Washington would be in that 8th spot at 581. So, you know, they've gotten over 6, they need 2 more, and that's about what it would take, about 10 wins to, you know, accomplish that and get yourself into that spot.
Several of these recent wins have gone past regulation. And I wonder if you think, so like this is something we've talked about through the years when the Sabres have fallen short, like they just, too many regulation losses and not enough, quote, loser points. They've had 10 games this year get to overtime, and lately they've been running well on those games. How much of a skill is that? Like late in games when it's, you know, the last commercial break and the game is tied, how much do you think teams can control over, and do they think like this, to get the game to overtime?
Well, if you're trying to get the game to overtime, you got to minimize the chances. And since Seattle, that's what they've done. They've been either tied or in a one-goal game every game since then. And they defended it in every game except the Islander game, which they wound up winning in overtime. And that they didn't get tied up on 5-on-5. It was 6-on-4 that they gave up the tying goal. So really, in 5-on-5, they defended it very well in that game also. So they and how are they doing it? Well, they've stopped, you know, handing the puck to the other team and giving them 3-on-1s or breakaways, or in one occasion a 2-on-0, and, you know, just putting your goaltender in a horrible situation. I mean, yeah, the goaltender every now and then had to make a big save, which is his job. But you don't want to put him in this spot where he has to make 5 big saves for you, because he's not going to make 5 big saves for you. He's human. So that's where I think the difference is. They have bought in finally from top to bottom to Lindy Ruff and what he wants them to do, and they're doing it. This is a hard-headed bunch. They like to do it their way. They think their way is great. And then the next thing you know, they're in last place in the conference. So this time, when they were in last place in the conference, they decided, well, you know what? Maybe we should do it Lindy Ruff's way, see how that works. And so far, they've done it that way, and it's worked well.
Have you talked to players about the GM change and whether it's they're saying it or you're thinking it? How much credit does that move get for what's happening?
They're not talking about how much credit it is. You know, they all said they liked Kevin Adams and all that after, you know, they felt responsible for him being fired because they're the ones on the ice and they were the ones screwing things up on the ice. So, it has to help because just talking to the players now, you can just see it's like a cloud lifted off of them. You know, it's like they're freer and, you know, they've for all of them in their Sabre career, it's just been misery. The misery of horrible losses, horrible seasons. You're out of it by the holidays, you know, and it's just year after year pounding at you. And now all of a sudden that's gone and it's a new day. And you have a GM who has actually done the job for 11 years, and he hires a guy to be his assistant who's actually done the job for just as long with the Montreal Canadiens. And it just seems like they're becoming an organization now. I almost say, it seems like, you know, amateur hour is over, and now the pros have taken over. And, you know, it's so far in a week, or however long it's been, has it been a full week yet?
Since the change?
Yeah.
Just a little over. A
little over a week. You know, it just seems like this guy's no nonsense. You know, he's going to tell you the way it is, whether you like to hear it or not. And, you know, he's not afraid to go for it either. And he's already brought in his own people in a couple of occasions. And, you know, it's so you can already feel that you know, all right, he wants people that know how he wants things done. He's bringing them here. And I'm sure there will be more to come in the future.
Their first game under Kekalainen officially as GM was last Thursday. So 8 days ago, that's the Philadelphia win on the 18th with Paul Hamilton. So if you haven't already said it, I'm asking about like the how and the why. What's the what here? What are they doing better? You're talking about, you know, the broader spectrum of like listening to the coach and executing whatever that is that that you mean. Is there any, what else has contributed to this run?
Well, how many times have you heard me say, just pick a goalie and let him act like the starting goaltender. Let him get on a run. Don't, and this is on Lindy Ruff. Don't just sit there, all right, he played two games, he played a bad one, let's pull him out and let's go to the next guy. That's what he was doing. And nobody could get into the net and get on a roll until Lyon has done that. It was in Calgary where it was not going well for Lukanen after 40 minutes. Lyon came out and didn't come out of the net until Lukanen started on Sunday against the New Jersey Devils. And by the way, played probably his best game of the year, played very well. Held them in that game until they could get their legs. And and before that, Lyon hadn't won a game since the end of October against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then all of a sudden, he wins every game he's in. You know, he didn't win the Calgary game, but from that, then he got in because of an injury to Ellis in the next game, wins that game, and then he's starting all the rest of them and winning all those. And I fully believe, and I've asked him, and he said it is easier when you get a chance to get in there and get yourself on a roll and, you know, not have to worry about, well, am I going to be in the next game or whatever. And that's what I felt was missing. You know, pick a guy and make him your starting goalie for a little bit, for 20 games or 25 games. See how that works. Instead of just, well, two games, he didn't do well. Now let's give the next guy three games. Oh, no, he didn't do well. Okay, that wasn't working. And I think that was one of the key things to this.
Boston here tomorrow night, so I'd assume Lyon again, right? He played in Ottawa.
Yeah, I would think so. Honestly, they really don't have to put Luke in it until the middle of the month if they don't want to. I probably would somewhere in there, you know, because you're playing every other day at times, or there's enough rest that you could keep going with Lyon. But if Lyon pulls a game where he has to face 40 shots or something, I might stick Lukan in there just to give him a rest and not wait until the next back-to-back, which, as I said, it's going to take a bit to get that one. So that's the way I would do it. But yeah, Lyon, and Lindy Ruff showed that Lyon is still the number one guy because he didn't come back with Lukanen after a great game on Sunday against the Devils, and in my opinion, nor should he have. I mean, Lyon had taken the job, I feel, and I think Lindy Ruff feels, and he should have been back in net, and he was, and he won.
At St. Louis on Monday, then to Dallas Wednesday night, and Columbus in an afternoon game the following weekend. What's the latest on Zucker and then Kulik, Paul?
Kulik still isn't on the ice, and that's, we asked Kekalainen about it in Ottawa when we were chatting with him, and he doesn't ever have an answer, and I don't think it's like, well, I really know, but I'm not going to tell the media. It's a blood clot. You can't predict that. You can't predict when that's going to dissolve or anything like that, and there's a pretty good chance that Kulik feels fine, yeah. You know, but it's that thing inside of him that they have to get rid of because it's dangerous, a blood clot. And, you know, I imagine it's dissolving it or whatever the doctors are doing with it. So that has to be frustrating for him. He probably feels like he could play, but there's something inside his body that's saying, no, you can't play right now. I mean, I've seen him leaning over the boards. He's on the bench quite often for practice. And, like, he'll have a stick. And, you know, he'll be passing back and forth to players and that kind of stuff in his gym shorts over there at the bench. But that's really, you know, I doubt he's on treadmills or anything else. I mean, you know, he's got to get healthy first. Zucker had a conversation with Lindy Ruff not too long ago, and Ruff said Zucker told him that he'll probably be ready to roll right after the holiday break. So I'll be interested to see if he'll be at the morning skate tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you know, nobody could practice or even travel today. Normally, the Boston Bruins would have traveled to Buffalo today. But no team can do that, so it's like preseason where you go to the visiting team on the day of the game. I don't know if they'll leave in the morning and morning skate here or if they'll morning skate in Boston and leave a little bit later. I've seen teams do it both ways. And that's why a lot of these games are have teams playing that are closer together.
Yep.
I mean, you don't want Pittsburgh to have to go to Las Vegas, you know, on the day of a game type of a situation. So, you know, a Boston to Buffalo flight is not that big a deal. So that's what has to happen tomorrow.
Paul Kulik probably can't even work out then, right? Like,
I wouldn't think so. No, not with, you know, I think it would probably be dangerous. Of course, you know, I'm not a doctor, as you know, but yeah, I you know, from what I'm hearing, it just seems like, you know, he's got to take it easy until this is solved, whether it's dissolving it or I don't know how you solve blood clots. Thank God I've never had one, but it has to get solved first. Now, I'm not at all inferring this is going to happen with Kulik, and Lindy Ruff has said that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
He thinks Kulik will be back sometime this year, but I have seen that end careers, where players just have to stop. And again, I have not heard that with Kulik at all. All I know is it's happened, you know. But Lindy Ruff did say back when it happened that he is expecting Kulik is going to be able to play again at some point.
Looking forward to the World Juniors. Do you get up for that tournament?
Yeah, with Sabres in it, I do. Mertka was supposed to play, but he all of a sudden has come up with an injury, so we're going to have to wait and see if he's going to get into that tournament. But three guys on Team USA, and Zimmer from the University of Minnesota is their captain. And he has always impressed me when he's been here for a development camp in July. He's been here for a couple and has done a nice job in the three-on-three tournament. You notice him on the ice. And, you know, he's playing at the University of Minnesota. Kleber, one of the big right-handed shooting second-round pick defensemen, who a lot of people have talked very well about, is playing for Team USA also. And Osborne also is playing. He's a lower pick for the Sabres, but really has come on this year in college. And I've heard a lot of talk about him. So he made the team also for Team USA. So that'll make Team USA a little more fun to watch.
I believe their first game is today against Germany. The tournament's in Minnesota this year. Mm-hmm. So, and we've won the last two, I think.
I think that is correct. You're catching me here. You know my memory. You're the one that usually checks my memory for me.
Not anymore. I should have looked. That would have been the professional thing. Unfortunately, there's no way to find out who's won the last two World Junior Championships.
Yeah, neither one of us can hit Google, right?
Yeah, I don't have a media guide sitting here next to me that would give me that answer. They didn't send me anything this year. All right, Paul, thanks for your time, and we'll talk next week.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. The Sabres and Bruins tomorrow night in Buffalo. And then I mentioned the schedule next week. It's back on the road for three, starting Monday in St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of down. The league is so tight. I guess it always can look that way. But like in the Pacific Division, Vegas is on top and they have a losing record. 17-18. All right. 17-8-10. But still, like they've lost more games this year than they've won. And that's first place. Weird. Colorado's doing all the damage. The Sabres play Dallas next week, and Dallas has had a fine season also. In the East, Detroit, good. Montreal, pretty good. Carolina, pretty good. And you get into everybody else and right around the middle. The Sabres are 36 games, 18 wins, 18 losses, which I think we should be happy about. Like, it's trending the right way. I think they've been pretty fortunate, these overtime and shootout games, who knows. But maybe they were a little bit unlucky earlier in the season by the numbers, and it's turned in their favor. Great. Season is alive as we get near January 1. Let's get it to January 1, right? Let's get through Boston and St. Louis and Dallas. That's New Year's Eve, I think, without getting, you know, frustrated again. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off through New Year's. I'm Mike Shope, back with more, and then Sal Capaccio at 5 after this. Football Friday here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.